All right. Now at this time, we are going to have an opening prayer done by our dear sister, Bridges White.
Thank you. Good evening, my sister. Let us bow and talk to our Father. Dear God, we come to you right now, Father, thanking you for everything that you have given unto us. Before I go any further, Father, please forgive me for the sins that I've committed. I don't want to hinder this prayer. Father, right now, we just want a moment of silence for the loss of all the children and the teachers in Uvalde, Texas. Father, our hearts are so heavy right now, and we share that with those parents who have lost their children, to know that they got up that morning, ate breakfast with their parents, and hugged and kissed them, and not knowing that that would be the last time that they would do that. Father, we pray for the young man that lost his life, the one that was the shooter. We pray for his family. Father, we know it's just tearing them apart. We're so sorry for their loss of his grandmother, Father. We know that Satan is real, Lord, and we know that mental illness is real. So, Father, help the world, help us to reach out to those who are struggling, Father. Let's not just sweep it under the carpet, Father. Let's talk about it. Let's get them the help that they need. Father God, I come asking prayers for those who are sick and shut in, especially in the household of faith, Father. There's so many, Lord, but you can take care of them all, Father God. Lord, we ask a special prayer for our sister, Missy Wise. She's not feeling well. She's having a little trouble from her shoulder surgery. We ask special prayer for our sister, Finney. Father, and anybody else, we ask special prayer for Sister Beverly White with her granddaughter, Madison, Father. We know that, Father, you said we have not because we ask not. But, Father, we're going to ask you to step in, Jesus. Please, God, we are pleading with you, Lord. This world is just falling apart. But, Father, we want to say thank you because we don't have to act like the world, you know, thinking that they don't have any hope. Father, we got you, King Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Right now, Father God, I come to you, thanking you, Father, for another Friday night for our Bible series. Father, we give you all the honor, the glory, and praise is due only unto you. Lord, we come now. Thank you for everyone that's on the program tonight. Be with each and every one, Father. We ask a special prayer upon our speaker, our dear, sweet sister, Adrian Jamison. I almost say Lady A, excuse me. Father, I thank you for our dear sister. Her heart is truly a heart after you, Father God. We ask a special prayer as she prepares to teach us tonight, Father God, from your holy and righteous word. Be with her and her family. Be with her and her health. And, Father, be with her family. And bless them, Lord. Father, we thank you. We ask special prayers for those first-time callers who are on tonight. They're truly, truly our honored guests. And, Father, we ask you to bless each and every sister that's on the call tonight. And, Father, bless our sisters that couldn't be on tonight, that wanted to be, Father. We ask you your continuous blessings upon us, Father, as we walk this journey, Father, this Christian journey, hand in hand with Jesus. Father, we love you. We adore you. It's in the mighty name of your Son and our Savior that we pray and ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen. Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Bridges, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now at this time, we're going to have our prison salute done by our dear sister, Angela Hunter.
Good night, sisters. Thank you so much for hosting Sister Katrina. It is indeed my great pleasure to present the prison ministry salute tonight. The prison ministry is headed by our team leader, Sister Jan Goolsby, and has a membership of over 25 sisters. We have our monthly meeting on the second Monday of each month at 8 p.m. The prison, sick, and shut-in ministry, as it is widely known, falls under the umbrella of the Lady Prayer Warriors Benevolence Mission. Our outreach activities are carried out by two main groups. One group, affectionately called the Card Team, is engaged in sending love, cheer, greetings, joy, gifts to the elderly, sick, shut-in, bereaved, lonely, depressed, and the joyful. So, on any given day or at any given minute, don't be surprised when you receive a beautiful card or a phone call or a text saying, "Hi, how is your day going?" Our Card Team of over 14 sisters is amazing in the way they have touched the lives of so many of us and our family members and friends. The second group, of which I'm a part, is called the Pen Pal Team. We write to men and women who are incarcerated. Our aim and goal is to share the gospel with them, to pray for them, to encourage them to read their Bibles. We thoroughly enjoy the various feedbacks and responses we receive from most inmates as they seek clarification on biblical topics, or just thanking us and letting us know that our letters brightened their day or that it brought a smile to their face. Some will even share that they got into trouble and was placed in confinement. Some will share that they are working. Others are studying. And some are eagerly looking forward to the time of their release. But whatever they share, one thing is for sure. They always end their letters asking us to please write again soon. So, sisters, our ministry has been advertising and trying to find innovative ways to increase our contact list. From the Card Team, please let us know if there's an elderly, a sick, or shut-in family member, a friend, or a neighbor we could bring a word of cheer and encouragement to. From the Pen Pal Team, please let us know if you have someone who is incarcerated or if you know of someone who knows someone who is incarcerated. We would welcome the opportunity to correspond with them. Please forward all relevant information to our team leader, Sister Jan Goolsbee. And also, if you are an LPW sister who enjoys spreading cheer and happiness to others, and if you would like to touch the lives of one who is incarcerated, please join our team. Our leader, Sister Jan Goolsbee, will hook you up. Thank you. And as a topping on the cake, here is a few verses of a poem we received from our longtime inmate, Clarence. Kindness is a golden chain that binds hearts together. For when we share another load, a stone becomes a feather. Acts of kindness forge the links from which the chain is made, and soon the chain is solid gold whenever it is weighed. Each day is a new beginning, a chance to rise and shine, for somewhere written every day is something that's divine. It's the things we do for others. God bless from on high. Kindness is the given chain that money cannot buy. Thank you, sisters.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Angela, for that wonderful prison salute. And we just want to thank all of those who are in our prison ministry. We appreciate what you do. I am a recipient of receiving a greeting cards, and I know there are many others as well, and those cards are very encouraging and uplifting. So thank you so much, Sister Angela, for that wonderful prison salute. All right, so at this time, we're going to have our scripture reading done by our dear sister, Asterix Alexander.
Good evening, sisters. I'll be reading James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Asterisk, for boldly reading God's word on tonight. We appreciate you, sis. Now, at this time, we're going to have a song praise done by our dear sister, Dorothy Rouse Jenkins.
You never mention him to me. You help me not to lie, to see. You met me day by day, and you knew I was astray. Yet you never mention him to me. When in the better land, before the bar we stand, how deeply grieve our souls may be. If any lost one there should cry in deep despair, you never mention him to me. You never mention him to me. You help me not to lie, to see. You met me day by day, and you knew I was astray. Yet you never mention him to me. A few sweet words may guide a lost one to his side, or turn sad eyes on Calvary. So word as days go by, that yonder none may cry, you never mention him to me. You never mention him to me. You help me not to lie, to see. You met me day by day, and you knew I was astray. Yet you never mention him to me. You never mention him to me. You help me not to lie, to see. You met me day by day, and you knew I was astray. Yet you never mention him to me. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You never mention him to me. Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy, for singing that song so beautifully. We appreciate that. What a beautiful song. And thank you for allowing God to use your voice on tonight. All right, our dear sisters. Next, we're going to have our introduction of the speaker, and that will be done by our dear sister, Rosalind Boddy.
Good evening, sisters. We hope that you are ready for a wonderful night tonight. This is the intro that I want you to know about Adrian Jameson. Sister Adrian Jameson was baptized into the body of Christ August 27, 1966, by the late evangelist Brother Booker T. Martin at the 21st Street Avenue Church of Christ in her hometown of Gary, Indiana. She has taught Sunday school, Wednesday night Bible class, vacation Bible school, and worked with youth ministries for 51 years. Adrienne is a widow and has two adult sons, Anthony and Andrew. Sister Adrienne worships at the Harvest Street, at the Harvest Church of Christ in Tony, Alabama. She dearly loves the Lord, and her passion is studying God's Word. She has been an LPW for 9 years and is on the Health, Benevolence, Life Streams and Happenings, and Prison, Sick, and Shut-In teams. I would like to present to you all Sister Adrienne Jameson.
Good evening to all my sisters. Thank you so much for calling in tonight to our Friday Night Bible series. A big, big thanks to our Lady Prayer Warrior administrators for affording me the opportunity to teach another lesson. I'd like to thank also each of the program participants, Sister Katrina Stafford, our gracious host, Sister Bridges White, she rendered our opening prayer. Sister Angela Hunter, thank you so much for the prison salute. Thank you, my dear sweet Astrid Alexander, for reading God's Word. Our song praise was done by Sister Dorothy Jenkins. Beautiful job, Sister Dorothy. Just beautiful. Thank you, Sister Roslyn, for introducing me. And also, I'd like to thank in advance our closing prayer. Renderer will be Sister Dorothy Rozier. Sisters, I'm being prompted. I need to pray for just a minute. Bow with me, please. Heavenly Father, creator of all things good, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for this day. Heavenly Father, forgive me of all my sins, those known and unknown, so that this prayer will not be hindered. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you. Thank you for your darling son, Jesus. It is in his name I do pray. Amen. Good evening, sisters. Tonight, we're going to examine that beautiful song sung to us by our dear sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins. As you know, our theme is, You Never Mentioned Him to Me. And that song, You Never Mentioned Him to Me, is quite appropriate. A little history on that song. It was written by James Rowe, a prolific songwriter whose writings were put to music by many different composers. His songs that we probably know include Love Lifted Me, Home of the Soul, He's My King, and of course, You Never Mentioned Him to Me. James Rowe is one of the great composers featured in our hymnals. And some of you probably have not, well, most of you, I'd say, had not heard of him. He was born in Devonshire, Ireland, and worked for the Irish government before migrating to the United States in his late 20s. Eventually, he became a full-time writer, composing hundreds of hymns and editing music journals for various publishers throughout the U.S. as well as abroad. Our theme song for this month, as I've stated, you never mentioned him to me. And my sisters, I'm going to say that a lot. I hope I don't get redundant with it, but I'm going to say that a lot throughout this lesson. You know, it's truly one of my favorite compositions. And it is unfortunately not featured in current songbooks, though it has frequently appeared in hymnals in the past. You know, I seldom have heard it sung in other congregations, even when the song itself is in the songbook. But I imagine that a few of us, let's say, seasoned saints, know it. The song speaks directly to the concept that emerges from the text in Ezekiel 33:7-8, which reads, "You, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I said to the wicked, oh, wicked one, you shall surely die, and you did not speak in warning to the wicked to turn from their wicked ways, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand." When in the better land, before the bar we stand, how deeply grieved our souls will be. If any lost one there should cry in deep despair, you never mentioned him to me. This song really, really pictures Judgment Day. You know, as we stand ready to hear our fate pronounced, but before our appearance at the bench or at the bar, another is condemned to eternal death, and they turn to us, or turn to you and me, and cry out an awful, awful accusation. You never mentioned him to me. You helped me not to like to see. You met me day by day. And you knew I was astray. Yet you never mentioned him to me. Sisters, that's a horrible thought. And perhaps that's why the song isn't sung so much. It makes us uncomfortable. But the hymn isn't intended to make us feel guilty about our shortcomings in talking about Jesus to others. That traumatic scene I just put to you is designed to motivate us and to avoid such possibilities. Notice the second and third verses. Oh, let us spread the word where'er it may be heard. Help groping souls to see the light, or the light to see, I should say, that yonder none may say, you showed me not the way. You never mentioned him to me. A few sweet words may guide a lost one to his side, or turn sad eyes on Calvary. So work as days go by, yet yonder, oh, that yonder none may cry. You never mentioned him to me. The song reminds us that we are watchmen. Scripture charges us to take the good news about Jesus to others, to sow the seed. Now we know that not all soil is fertile. The responsibility to respond to the gospel lies with the hearers, not with us. As Ezekiel 33:11 says, "But if you warn the wicked to turn from his evil way, and he doesn't turn from his way, his evil way, that person, my sister, is surely going to die in his sin. But you will have delivered your soul." Ezekiel 33:9. Our charge is to be faithful, to plant and water. But we have to leave the growth to Almighty God. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 and 7 tells us that only God gives growth. It's our job, as I said, to plant the seed. We can water it, but at that point we have to leave it alone. It's no longer our responsibility. It's no longer our job. Now, Scripture never indicates anything about the scenario I put before you. We don't know how God will conduct his court. All we know is that we will be judged. Perhaps it won't be like that at all. But the imagery reminds us of what is happening. Listen to me now. In reality, every day of our lives. If we are faithful to our commission, whether we are successful in our efforts or not, the hymn, "You Never Mentioned Him to Me," should be an encouragement to us. But if we are not encouraged to be receptive to its meaning, how can we effectively show others the way? The song should be a powerful appeal to, let's say, redouble our efforts in bringing someone to Christ. In doing so, however, sisters, you've heard me say this before, you've got to come correct. It's important that your light shines brightly when you're doing any kind of evangelizing. Think about this, sisters. Would you go to a beauty parlor, and yes, my granddaughter told me it was a salon, however, when you go to the beauty parlor where your stylist's hair is always in disarray. It's always in a mess and needs some attention. Or, as the kids say today, her hair is just all jacked up. Of course not. By the same token, you got to bring your A game when telling a potential saint about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, so there's no real story behind the song. It's just a message that we can take and teach and admonish one another. That's what's really important. The same Lord who told us to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized unto death also told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark March 6, 16, 17. He said to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Matthew 28:19. Now I have a question for you, sisters. Excuse me while I take just a sip of water. Thank you. I have a question for you, sisters. Why do we act as if the Great Commission was given only to the 12 apostles? Their commission became our commission when we were baptized for the remission of our sins and added to the church. All will appear at the judgment seat of the Lord together. Matthew 25:31, Romans 14:10, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Revelation 20:11-12. They all tell us that no one will miss the final gathering. And that there certainly won't be any evangelizing there. It will be too late. Judgment will be immediate and final for all. The results will be eternal. Think about that, sisters. The results will be eternal. Matthew 25:46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. The scripture does not speak of accusations brought against the saved by the unsaved. For example, negligence, silence, failure to speak out to the lost. But what a disturbing and distressing thought when one's own conscience says to you, "You never mentioned him to me." You know, knowing that perhaps your loved ones died without Christ, perhaps without even, some of them without even having heard about him. Sisters, that will be a very painful experience. It's painful enough when they pay no heed to your pleading, no matter how hard you try to tell them. But how much more painful when you know you have not tried to tell them. You never mentioned him to me. Can you imagine one of your loved ones, even a friend, a neighbor, whomever, saying, "You never mentioned him to me"? You know, that cry could be an indictment against your soul. You know, sisters, remember, we have to share this gospel. We were put on this earth to share this gospel, to bring as many as we can to the Lord. And of course, it's not an easy job. You may get just frustrated. You may get disgusted. But think about how you're going to feel when you stand before the bar. You know, Matthew 10:32-33 says, "Then everyone who shall confess me before men, I will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men, I will also deny him before my Father in heaven. Lord, have mercy, sisters. The same Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. John 14:15. And also, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. Those commandments don't sound anything like once saved, always saved. Sisters, the Church of God in Christ has the audacity to teach that you can be saved on your deathbed by repeating the sinner's prayer. And I tell you, that is nowhere, nowhere in God's Word. And I have tried and tried to convince a good friend of mine that that's not so, that's not true. And to be honest with you, I have been trying probably 15, 20 years. But Lord knows, I don't want to get to judgment. I don't want to get to judgment and be indicted for not saying anything. As I said, we're put on this earth. We're put on this earth to bring others to Christ. That's our mission. We're to seek and save the lost. Sisters, sisters, we better stop playing with God. We act like we're trying to see how far we can push him sometimes. You know, it's like we're asking, how much is God's tolerance for my laziness and indifference? How much is it? How much does he have? Well, sisters, I guess if we knew that, we wouldn't have to be studying God's Word. I/we would be God. Even Jesus said that it is not wise, it's not wise to tempt the Lord our God, Matthew 4:7. Sisters, let us not push it, lest our fate becomes the same as those who never knew God's word. Sisters, we have to put up a good showing, as my grandmother used to say. We got to put up a good showing in all areas of Christian life, evangelism, edification, and benevolence. Oh, let us spread the word where'er it may be heard, helping broken souls to see the light, that yonder none may say, you showed me not the way. You never mentioned him to me. The words need to be spoken, sisters, in order to spread everywhere how good, how kind, how loving, how patient our Heavenly Father is. Let our desires prevent the possibility that anyone can say, You never mentioned him to me. Sisters, we're all on this call. We're on this call because we love God. Sisters, it's time that we open our mouths. It's time. You know, we're struggling to find the light of God's truth. You know, if we're struggling to do that, how can we but to word evangelize, how can we testify to his goodness to save someone who hasn't heard the gospel? And sisters, let me tell you this, with all the love I have within me, someone that doesn't know God, when you're talking to them about God, about the goodness of God, they can spot a phony from 50 yards away. We got to be more passionate. We got to be more caring, sisters. We have to do our job. We have to be sincere truth seekers that will obey. You know, sometimes it only takes a little teaching, a few words of encouragement to point people to Christ and or persuade them to obey him. Whether they obey or not is their choice. We cannot choose for them. Your choice and my choice as Christians is to speak or not to speak about Christ. Will we or will we not mention Christ by name? Share his gospel, his message, and mission. Point the way to God, to somebody else. Let your light shine. Let your light shine and show everybody that you love him. You know, Sister Astrid read so beautifully in our hearing, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials. Whoa, let's stop right here. When you meet trials. Sisters, is your fear of rejection not a trial? Of course it is. Of course it is. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. My sisters, I love you all, and I say to you, and what I say to you, what I'm trying to express to you, comes from a place of deep, deep love. But sisters, it's time. It's time. Actually, it's past time that we get our acts together. You know, we have so many excuses. You know, this person did that to me. That person did this to me. You know, sisters, in love, I tell you, it's not about you. It's not about me. My sisters, you never mention him to me. If fear stifles you, if fear paralyzes you from testifying about our Lord now, that's a trial that you gotta pray on. You gotta pray that you can overcome it. And let me tell you, pray on it. Ask God. Sister Bridges said in her opening prayer, we have not because we ask not. Hello, somebody. Ask. Ask. And it will be given unto you. We all have an appointment, my sisters. We have an appointment that, well, we won't be able to cancel. We won't get there late. and we can't reschedule. My sisters, you've never mentioned him to me. As always, my dear sisters, I hope I've said something that was encouraging. I hope more than anything that I edified the Lord, our Savior. As always, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Adrian, for delivering another powerful lesson on tonight. Now,
you're welcome.
Now at this time, we're going to have our closing prayer done by our dear sister, Dorothy Rozier.
Hi. Good evening, sisters. And let us bow at this time. Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, and I give you thanks for your love and your mercy and your glory. And I ask you to forgive my sins, Lord, that this prayer won't be hindered. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for yet another lesson from our dear sister, Adrian. It was a wonderful lesson, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for allowing her to share with us on this evening the things that she studied. And I ask that you would bless us to take the lesson to heart and apply the lesson to our lives that we may become stronger in you, Lord, and become stronger Christians. And I thank you so much, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Please, Lord, help us to always open up our mouths and mention you and talk about you and your wonderful works and all of the things that you've done in our lives, Lord, and what you've meant to us. Lord, help us to be better representatives for you, Lord. And please bless us that we'll always lift you up and glorify you in our lives and in our efforts. And help us, Lord, to open up our mouths and share your love with the world. And help us, Lord, to always think on those things that are lovely and pure and true and of good report. Help us, Lord, to think and to speak about you. Thank you, Lord, so very much for our LPW sisterhood that continues to be a blessing to us all. And bless us to always do the things that are pleasing in your divine and loving eyesight. And please, Lord, continue to draw us all closer to you, Lord, that we all may know you in the pardon of our sins. And bless us to continue in your word, in your will, and in your way. And help us to continue to encourage each other as we see that day approaching. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us all with the things that we stand in need of. Please bless us with more of you, Lord, and less of us. And help us to shine as a light in this evil world. Help us to shine for you. We love you so much, dear Father, and we thank you so much for Jesus. And it's in his precious and holy name that we pray and we ask it all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy Rozier, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now at this time, we're going to open the lines for comments from our dear admins.